how's your son? I heard he had a bad earache. Is he any better?
Thanks, Wendy, for asking. He woke up this morning crying, and he did have very bad earache. So I rang the doctor's surgery to make an appointment. I had to wait until 8 o'clock because the surgery opens at 8. And the telephone is often very busy then because lots of people ring. But I managed to speak to the receptionist at the surgery, and she gave me an appointment for 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm going to take him to the surgery then to see the doctor. Thank you. But I heard that your daughter, that Hannah, had she had an accident. What happened?
Yes, she was in the garden and she fell over the back of a garden chair, and her neck and her back were very painful. So I thought I'd better not pick her up because you can hurt your back if you move somebody. So we rang for an ambulance, phoned 999, and ambulance people came very quickly, just 10 minutes. And then they took her to accident and emergency. And they took an x-ray of her back, but she's fine. It was bruised, so she's fine. Thank you.
Wendy, have you ever been in hospital?
I went into hospital a few years ago to have my baby. So I had to collect lots of things together to take with me. Some things to wear in bed and a dressing gown. Toothbrush and soap and hairbrush and everything you need for a couple of days to stay away, really.
And what about you, Stephen? Have you ever been in hospital?
Well, yes, Mary. My son broke his leg and I drove him to the hospital because I had a car. So I didn't need to call the ambulance. It wasn't an emergency. When we got to the hospital, we had to wait in A&E, and we had to wait quite a long time with a lot of other people. Eventually, because he was younger, he was moved to the children's ward. If you are a younger child, you have higher priority than adults. So we'd been there nearly 2 hours, and the doctor looked at him, and then we had to go somewhere else for an x-ray. So then we waited an hour for the x-ray, which showed he'd been broken in 2 places. Then he had to stay in overnight because they needed to operate in the morning. Unfortunately, he couldn't drink or eat anything before the operation, and I had to stay with him overnight. But as a parent, and I didn't have any money, it was very difficult for me to go and buy any food, and I didn't have any money to phone anybody. And my car was parked outside and it wasn't allowed to be parked outside. So eventually I had to sleep on the floor by the side of his bed. And he had an operation in the morning and everything turned out okay.